All right, we are still on the Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The sugya that talks about a person who comes late to Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara says that you should wait and see if you could finish davening before the Chazan gets up to either Kedusha or to Modim, then you can daven, otherwise you should wait and until after the Chazan's Chazoras Hashat. So the Rif brings down that there's another way of dealing with this kind of a situation. And he brings down the cost of Rabbeinu High's Gons, that's how he brings down a Rabbeinu High Gon, that the minhag of the Rabbonu was that if a person came to Shul and he found the Tzibur was davening, that rather than try to daven quickly and complete it before the Chazan got up to Kedusha, rather what you should do is you should wait until everybody finishes davening the Tefillah B'Lachash, and then you should say word for word Chazoras, the Tefillah, the Shmona Esrei, together with the Chazoras Hashat. And not only what about Kedusha? So he says, no problem. You say together with the Shliach Tzibur, Milsa. You say, some Gersos have Milsa, but Milsa. You say every word that the Chazan says. And if you look in the Tosas and others, in other words, it seems to be saying you say every word. In other words, you're basically acting like the Chazan. You're saying Nekadesh or Nadisha, you're saying Lumasim. You say whatever the Chazan says. And it does sound, the question is, after Kedusha, could you have to... Let me preface this again. I'm not telling anybody what to do Allah Mamais over here, okay? We're just learning the different sheets for Shonim in terms of how they understood the sugya. But according to the Rif and the others who bring the Shita of this Rav Haigon, it seems as if you basically are acting together with the Chazan. You say exactly what the Chazan says. And if you look in the Meiri, which I had a minute ago, the Meiri says that basically you're Nigrar Boser HaChazan. That you are basically sort of considered an ancillary to the Chazan. So therefore you just, go along with the Chazan, and the Rif says it's not considered a Hafsaka, meaning, normally a Tefillah of a Yachid, if you would say Kedusha in the middle of a Tefillah of a Yachid, would be considered a Hefsek. But over here, since you are saying Mila Vila to Chazan, so you're somehow considered annexed to the Chazan, so therefore, it's not considered a Hafsaka, just like for the Chazan, it's not considered a Hafsaka. Kedusha, for you, it's not considered a Hafsaka either. And if you look in the Tosos, which I didn't ask most people to look at, Tosos, there's another problem with this, and that's the problem is it considered, you can't say Kedusha B'Yachid, and he's saying it in his Salam Shmona Esrei. So here, it's not considered Kedusha B'Yachid, it's considered Kedusha B'Tzibur. Okay? That's what the Rif says. So this is used by the Taz for a completely different application. And that's the following case. That the minhag, all the Rishonim, if you look at all the Rishonim and the Rambam and the Rakeach, all the Rishonim who say, bring down how you say Kedusha, and the Tur, they say that there's different roles. At least we're talking about a Kedusha on the weekdays. I'm not talking about Kedusha on Shabbos for the time being. There's a whole other complication. But Kedusha on weekdays, the role is that the Chazan invites the people to say Kedusha by saying the Kadesh, and they respond by saying Kodesh, 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 which the Chazan probably says together with them, because he's got to be part of the Tzibur. And then he says, U'masam Baruch Himeir, which is an invitation for them to say the next part of Kedusha. And then finally, the last thing, U'direi Kodesh, Kodesh, Limor, is an invitation to say the last part of Kedusha. This is the way Kedusha is brought down by all the Rishonim, as the proper way that you say Kedusha. And the Tur says that, and it's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, that if the Kedusha, the Chazan says Makdisha from Aritzach, and everybody answers Kedusha. Doesn't say anything about them saying Kedusha. The Beis Yosef says, and he quotes the Rush, the Shuas HaRush, that the source of this thing is that the Kadesh is something for the Chazan to say, not something with Tzibur to say. And the Beis Yosef says that not only does it apply to Nekadesh, it applies to all the other interim phrases, Lumasam Baruch Yomeiru, and the Divrei Kodesh 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 Limo. That's the Beis Yosef expansion on the Rush and on the Tur, and he doesn't really say that. Okay? That's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Beis Yosef passes that way in Shulchan Aruch, that the Tzibur doesn't say Nakdishcha, and basically they just answer Kadosh, I think he says that they don't say any of the interim things either, but that's the one that's based on the tour. And that seems to be the simple way that you're supposed to conduct yourself when you're saying Kedusha, and it makes a lot of sense. The Kedusha is really the essence of Kedusha is Kodesh, 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 what Malachim said, and the other things are just the introductory phrases. However, the Taz says, no, that can't be right. It can't be right that you're not supposed to say the Nakdisha, for instance, or the Kaddish. How do I know it? I know it from from Rav Haigon. What does Rav Haigon say? Rav Haigon says that that there's an alternate way of dealing with the problem of when you come late to shul, that what can you do? You can wait for the chazan and then say mila b'mila together with the chazan. So what are you going to end up saying together with the chazan? You're going to say nekadesh and whatever it is and l'mosim as well. So and the Taz says an amazing thing. He says the nearly the ein chilek b'zeh ben mispalal kvar olo. He says he doesn't see any difference between the case of a regular person who already davened Shmona Esrei and is saying kedusha and this person who's saying mila b'mila with the chazan. Just like the person who's saying mila b'mila with the chazan is supposed to say nekadesh, so another person who's already finished davening and just answering the Kedusha also should say with the Chazan. Okay? That's the Shita of the Taz. According to the Shita of the Taz, the Tzibur, which is maybe the way, maybe what we do, the Chofetz Chaim is not sure why we do what we do. We basically
don't do
well,
do
I don't know, what the Mishnah Berurah says we do is that we say everything. We say Nekadesh, we say Lumasam, and we say the Rei Kachukah. He says he's not sure. Maybe it's based on this Taz. Now, of course, this Taz is a very difficult Taz.
I thought the Taz. Ask a question.
Yeah, but you have to. We can't have more than. Yes, Elliot.
I thought it says because b'masha mosif le'inyan l'omim m'shafin eno yodea chizuk b'zeh.
Hezek. I don't have any problem with saying it.
Yeah, but naritcha, no. I would imply not.
He.
Im hizkel kvar olol b'masha mosif l'ma. Are you reading something different, or maybe it says before b'mila shnavishon?
B'mila naritcha v'nagdisha.
When you're with a.
No, he says the following. What he says is the following. He says to say l'umasam baruch yomeru d'vrei kachachal kosev l'mar, that he certainly doesn't see any problem with, because what could be possibly wrong with it?
Right.
Nakdishah, you might think it's a problem, just like you can't say Kaddish together with the Chazan.
Right.
So you can't say Nakdishah together with the Chazan. He says, no, that you could do also, because you see from the fact that when you're saying mila b'mila with the Chazan, that you say Nakdishah, that you can do that too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what the Taz says. The Taz is very difficult to understand. Because it's clear that the cases are not comparable at all. How can you? That's a different question. I have what to say about that rush as well, but I don't want to get into that. It's too complicated. But the Taz says that you can learn from the case of the person who's saying mila b'mila with the chazan to a case of a person who's just answering the dusha. They're not comparable at all. The person who's saying mila b'mila with the chazan, the reason he says what the chazan says is because he's saying mila b'mila with the chazan. If you look in the Rishonim, they say that why is he doing it this way? Because he's basically annexing himself to the chazan. So you say what the chazan says. Does that mean that any time a person is in a tzibur and he's answering the dusha, you should say what the chazan said? Of course not. So this Taz is a very difficult Taz. So it's unlikely. Well, it's not definite that our minhag is based on the Taz. I don't know if it's because it's a difficult Taz. What our minhag is probably based on, it's based on the only person that could have changed minhag Yisrael completely, and who always changes minhag Yisrael, and who basically, the person who had a bigger impact, much bigger impact than the Gra. The Gra had an impact on certain circles. The Ari had an impact on the entire Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And basically, this is the Morgan Avraham's quotation of the Ksavim. The Ksavim are Kitzvei Ari. Mm-hmm. And if you look up the Kitzvei Ari, you'll see he says that that you should say Nakdishach Lanaritzach and Kodesh 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 out loud with the Chazan, and the rest you say Balachash Milam Milu with the Chazan. So what is that Kabbalistically, that's the way to, for the Tzibah to respond. So probably our minig is based on the Ari. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah is not sure if it's based on the Ari or on the Taz. However, the Ari doesn't say to do what we do either. Because the Ari says that you're supposed to say Nakdisha from Aritzach out loud with the Chazan, which is not what we do. Mm-hmm. What we do is we say the Kaddish ourselves, and then the Chazan says the Kaddish. We don't say it together with the Chazan. And then the rest, we don't say any more Balachash than we said in the Kaddish. We all say Allah. But it's probably, so we don't fine-tune it like the Ari, but it's probably based on the Ari. Okay. That is the end of that discussion as to what is the proper way to say Kedusha. And of course, when we say, everybody asks me, how do we say it? There are different ways of saying Kedusha. There are places that still say Kedusha the way it was said in the Zman of the Rishonim.
How was it said in the Zman of the Rishonim?
Just the way the Beis Yosef said it was supposed to be said, the way all the Rishonim say it. The Chazan says his piece. Pieces and the people said their piece.
Yekas do that.
That's correct.
Yekas.
Well, with Minig, it was everybody's Minig, but they guess it.
You got to stop saying
it. They guess it. Anyway, another topic that I thought, I have to bring in because it's such an amazing topic, and it's also based on this Shitas HaGaonim, the alternate way of dealing with the situation when you come late to Shul. The Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing. I couldn't find the Chassam Sofer. I did find it inside, but I couldn't get it in a way that I could put it in the handout. So I took it from the Igros Moshe, and the Igros Moshe, as I said to you, brings out the Chassam Sofer and then just says it doesn't make any sense to him whatsoever, and basically says he doesn't think the Chassam Sofer said it. Subsequent research has found this Chassam Sofer is definitely authentic. Not only is it the Chassam Sofer said it, but it's found in the Chedusha Chassam Sofer as well in the true Chassam Sofer. So it certainly, the Chassam Sofer did seem to say it, but it's a bomb thing and it is very difficult to understand, although I'll give you a little idea of what I think he might be saying. But Moshe rejects it out of hand. What does the Chassam Sofer say? The Chassam Sofer, this fellow who came late to Shul and is davening mila v'mila with the Shliach Tzibur, that's Iker Tfilah B'Tzibur. That is the real Tefillah B'Tzibur. That which everybody davens privately at the same time, the Tefillah B'Lachash, he says, that's Tefillah T'Yochid. Why? Because Tefillah B'Tzibur, he says, means that one person has to sort of daven for everybody. It's like we had in benching, right? What's the real way to bench? Mm-hmm. The Mezamin benches for everybody. That's benching B'Tzibur. So the same thing really should be benching Shmon Esrei. We should really all daven together as one. Not a committee of the whole. What's the committee of the whole?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not a bunch of individuals, but it's the entire seaboard. It's the forest, not the tree. I'm giving all kinds of metaphors. None of them probably are very good. Right. He says. The Chassam Sofer says that when you're saying it mila b'mila with the Chazan, what you're really doing is you're really being yotze with the tefillah of the Chazan. Even though I'm saying mila b'mila, he gives the example of Hallel. The Hallel says that you can yotze Hallel by saying it mila b'mila with the person who's reading it to you. So Rav Moshe, that's what the Chassam Sofer. Let me just see if I said the entire Chassam Sofer. I have a little trouble saying the Chassam Sofer without. Making clear the obvious problems with it. If that's the real Tefillah B'Tzibur, so why do we have the Tefillah B'Lachash at all? No. So he says that's for an opportunity to give the Chazan to prepare himself to say Shemona Esrei. Okay? That's the Gemara. The Gemara really says this also. The Gemara says the reason the Chazan does the Tefillah B'Lachash is in order to prepare himself. What the Chassam Sofer is saying is the reason everybody does the Tefillah B'Lachash is in order to Chazan prepare himself.
He doesn't say that.
Is in order to Chazan prepare himself.
He says the reason is because they can't.
Okay, right. Why didn't they make it that everybody would just be yotze with the Chazan? Let him prepare himself and everybody be yotze with the Chazan. He says because in general we don't assume that a person could have kavana and not, you know, let their mind wander for such a long period of time. So therefore, it's what they masakin the each person should daven for himself.
Implying that your mind won't wander in that.
Well, then if your mind wanders, you're still yotze. As long as you're still yotze, if your mind wanders.
Ah, but to be yotze,
but if to be yotze, you have to get concentrated. You have to concentrate.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Right.
It's very hard.
You know, it's true. It is very difficult.
Very hard to be.
So that's this is the Sam Sofer
today.
So the Sam, it's very ironic. It's very ironic. According to Sam Sofer, this person comes late to shul, gets to do the main deal of the tzibur, but nobody else gets. And Rav Moshe goes ballistic on this Sam Sofer.
Right?
Rav Moshe says, he says,
I can't picture Rav Moshe going ballistic.
Well, he goes ballistic in language.
Don't you know?
In his fire.
The gam ech shayet
alone. They got very hot about their.
He says, "Kol had kolz hadvarim elu huluchura divrei tos." He says because the reason chazoras hashas is not because that's tefilas betzibur, it's lahol tishen abaki, which is says in the Gemara, and he says, and ends up, how is it possible to say the main tzibur is the chazoras hatefilas tibalach is the only even if everybody's davening together, that's not tefilas betzibur, so it ends up what you ended up doing. Is you ended up, because you were afraid that people are not going to have kavana to be yotze with the chazan when he says it, so nobody davened tefillah b'tzibur. So Rav Moshe, it's not in the part that I ask you, but in the original, at the very end, he says, Sof dover, the bottom line, kol divrei tshuva zu hem dvorim mutim, they're all mistaken. So chein borer, therefore it's clear, she ain't zemi divrei hachasam sofer, the ain lochus with tshuva zu. Chasam sofer never said this, don't pay any attention to tshuva. Subsequently, it's pretty clear that chasam sofer did say this, and I'm not going to defend the chasam sofer from Rav Moshe's or Rav Moshe's tainus, that would be a whole discussion that I'm not capable of doing anyway, but I just want to give you an idea of what I think the Chasam Sofer is saying. I don't think the Chasam Sofer is saying that it's not a tefillah b'tzibur when people all daven together in the lachash. He's saying it's not the optimal kind of a tefillah b'tzibur. Right. The optimal tefillah b'tzibur is when everybody's yotzei together with one person davening. Mm-hmm. That's the optimal, like you have a benching. That's the optimal tefillah b'tzibur. There is a type of a tefillah b'tzibur where people, everybody davens at the same time. That's called tefillah b'tzibur as well. And that has an advantage to it, but it's not the optimal thing, which is what the Chasam Sofer says you only get when you daven to all people being yotzei with the chazan, which normally you don't have, but you do have in this one case of the gonim. And he does learn this case very unusually, that somehow, even though you are saying mila b'mila to chazan, it's not as if you're davening sort of contemporaneously with the chazan. Somehow you're being yotze with the chazan's tefillah, but and saying word for word with him. How that works, I don't know. If you could always do that, then that's what they should always have. Then that should be the takana. The only reason the Chasam Sofer said don't do it is because you're not going to have kavana. Well, if you say meal by meal, then you don't maybe have that problem.
Right.
So I don't know how that works out, Chasam Sofer, but I do think that's pretty clear that the Chasam Sofer is not saying there's no tefillah b'tzibur. If people are davening together.
Well, I just want to say the bit of
hot people,
like
the the famous the risk of art,
right.
in terms of the learning pshat and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim and learning pshat and the Rambam. The Rambam uses two expressions, tefillah bitzibur and tefillah hatzibur. And he makes the distinction that tefillah bitzibur means you're davening together with everybody else. That's the tefillah b'lachash. Because hatzibur is when the chazan is a shliach for everyone. That's the tefillah that the tzibur is davening. He embodies, he's the shliach of the whole tzibur. We're all davening together. That's the brisk of tefillah. All those things are very difficult. Rav Moshe would disagree with that too. The Gemara says the reason, so this is an amazing thing. The Gemara says the reason why you have chazoras hashas is why? Lahotzi yishein abaki. According to the Pshat in the Rambam, there's a more important order to have a tefillah hatzibur. As a matter of fact, there's another Ari.
Why would you say they masakin the hatzibur for the Yom Bucky?
The Ari says that even though the Gemara says that the reason why you have a chazoras hashas, the Ari says the most important It says a person who's spala and he's not ne'ene. So what should he do? He should be chozav yispala. So they say, what is it? I think the Ari says this. It says, what does it mean, chozav v'yispalo? You should listen to tefillah, to the Chazaras HaShat. Hmm. Because the Chazaras HaShat is more effective, more potent than the original tefillah. So the question is, but that Gemara doesn't say that. See, I think I saw the Ari says, the Gemara doesn't tell you the whole story. There's more to the story than the Gemara says. That's what the Ari says.
How old is the Rosh Hashanah when the Chazan is really saying extra tefillahs that we don't really say, you know, or he's doing the Avoida, or he's doing, I don't know.
Obviously, it's clear. That's perfect in Raya, that there's this idea of tefillahs Hatzibur. Because when the Chazan does the Avoida, he's not doing. He's doing things that we don't do. When he's saying all the piyutim, he's the only one who said it. He did it on behalf of the tzibur. He was the whole idea that there are requirements for a shliach hatzibur. How is he our shliach if all he's doing is the whole tishen abaki? He's not doing much.
So
right?
Is this against Rav Moshe?
No, it's not against Rav Moshe. It's against the Gemara.
It's against the Gemara.
How old was he when he passed?
I believe he was 36 years old.
36 years old? They changed Judaism?
Yeah, he was young.
Who changed?